Hey everyone, welcome in to another Daily Editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. Now Dave, I'm sure glad we pushed off this interview because we usually talk on Tuesday, but we decided to talk on Friday because we wanted to wait for the Fed meeting and the market reaction. Turns out that, the Friday data, the U.S. economic data, especially that jobs number, that is causing even more volatility for the precious metals. Gold actually made a run after hours trading in the U.S. on Wednesday after that Fed statement. But boy, oh boy, did it turn around quickly on Thursday. And then on Friday, today, continuing to move down, gold made it up to about 1980 and has given up about $100 in a little under 48 hours. Again, on the back of the Fed statement and also this strong jobs report. Dave, what's your takeaway from, while it is still a short-term reversal, a pretty aggressive reversal?
Yeah, this really shouldn't be a surprise if you take a look at what the miners and the silver price has been telling us basically since the second week of the year. They started to show relative weakness while the gold price continued to go higher. So that was the first clue. But I think even though we've had a $100 reversal here since the gold price came $25 from that magic $2,000 number on Thursday, I think that the main thing we should concentrate on is that monthly close we had on Tuesday, the day before the rate hike increased by the Fed and the reaction. The gold price really closed at 1950 on a monthly basis. It closed at 1945. This is huge technically going forward because the last time gold closed above 1900 on a monthly basis was last March after the Ukraine war. And then it proceeded to go down seven consecutive months and $400. And then we had that triple bottom at 1620, which turned out to be a false breakout to the downside. And we've had a reversal of over $350 in just 3 months. So it took 7 months, over 7 months, for the gold price to go down about $400. And it only took 3 months for the gold price to regain all those losses. So that's, I think, what we really should concentrate on here. And also, if you take a look at the GDX, the GDXJ, you know, we've had several sector analysts talk about, hey, we're due for a correction. We're due for a correction for the past month or so, and it never came. And both GDX and GDXJ went up over 50% in 4 months, pretty much straight up. So this is a welcome, healthy consolidation of those gains. And also the gold price, you know, I mean, we wanted to see a correction here sooner rather than later, because the higher it goes without a correction, the sharper the move lower. And sure, this is a sharp move, but it stopped right on the uptrend at 1875 in gold futures. So, and also the GDXJ stop is trying to hold 37. There's support there, and the GDX is trying to hold 30. There's support there. So I expect there probably will be some more weakness after a bounce, but we'll see what happens next week. This is a pretty sharp move, sharp reversal lower.
Well, Dave, I think you're spot on there as far as the monthly close being constructive, the last few months being very constructive, not just for gold and silver, but the mining stocks. Everything had really taken off. Everything was really overbought on a daily and a weekly chart. Gold was insanely overbought. Same with the mining stocks, and a lot of individual stocks were really overbought. So the fact that we've had a correction isn't a surprise. It has been steep and it has been gut-wrenching. So what would you tell people that are kind of stuck in the micro noise of what's happened the last couple of days, really all week? This has been a volatile week. When you zoom back out and use your, you know, longer-term investing lens, what would you say to investors that are maybe a little whipsawed right now? What would you say is the longer-term pattern that you expect to unfold as the year continues?
Well, I still believe that we made a major 7-year gold cycle low in September. So I obviously believe that the trend is going to remain up. Gold is now technically in a bull market. After we had that monthly close near 1950, gold was up 20%, over 20% from the low that it made back in November. So gold is technically in a bull market while the stock market is still technically in a bear market. So I know it really doesn't feel that way if you're, you know, a junior speculator here, because, you know, this move, although it was quite sharp, a lot of these companies are still trading at depressed levels and really, really low valuations in relation to where the gold price is still, even though it's reversed $100 here. So, I mean, if you had the wherewithal not to chase, and, you know, like myself and my subscribers, then, you know, this is a great time to continue to accumulate the best companies. I mean, we've seen the capital markets become friendly again. Several of the companies that I own and that I cover in my newsletter had very large financings at very attractive pricing, and a couple of them didn't even have to include a warrant. So this is all very constructive going forward for the junior space.
So Dave, as you mentioned, a lot of these stocks have still underperformed. And as much as we focus on gold, gold was under 10% away from some of the all-time highs. But you look at GDX, GDXJ, silver, SIL, those were a lot further away from those all-time highs, right around 40% away. So they recovered a lot, but again, they kind of underperformed gold when you look at the big picture of at least just getting to all-time highs. And even for GDX, GDXJ, silver, SIL, those aren't even all-time highs that they're 40% away from. Those are just highs in 2020 and 2021. Why are silver, gold stocks always underperforming gold?
Yeah, well, Corey, you could even take a step back if you want to talk big picture. If you take a look at the GDX, GDXJ, HUY in relation to the gold price, they've been underperforming the gold price for the past decade, ever since the last bull market topped out in 2011 when gold came $75 away from $2,000 an ounce. So, you know, they've been underperforming for quite some time. I mean, when that bull market ended, it basically took away the generalist investor who has not returned. That's your big reason right there, is generalist investors are still nowhere near this sector yet. I mean, that's going to take time. And while you see the gold price is breaking out to new all-time highs in several major currencies and near all-time highs in others, it will not be in a globally recognized bull market until the gold breaks out in the world's reserve currency, and that is the U.S. dollar. So I still believe that the generalist investor will not return to this sector until the market begins to price in a $2,000 floor as opposed to now an over decade-long ceiling at $2,000 an ounce.
Well, and Dave, I would also submit that another change that we've seen in the market has been the inflationary pressures hitting the mining stocks and compressing their margins. And so when you think about what we've seen over the last 2 years as far as inflation running higher, that hit their bottom line. But now inflation has actually started to become more muted. It's not growing at the same pace. So if we see an increase in the pricing in metals, shouldn't that help margin expansion? And shouldn't that be a boon? Because that's really been a drag on valuations, has been margins.
Oh, absolutely. You know, a lot of these developers, you know, their costs have really exploded. You know, they didn't foresee properly the inflation coming into the system, hurting their bottom line as far as their development costs are concerned. Yeah, I mean, you know, the inflation has made it more expensive to explore for it, to discover it, you know, to produce it, to build a mine. Absolutely. And that is coming down, and that is helping. And also the oil price, that is really helping the miners, because the oil price continuing to go lower and the gold price going higher is huge for the miners. But as far as a catalyst is concerned, I think the big catalyst is the collapse in confidence in government. If you take a look at a recent Gallup poll, basically, government is now viewed as the greatest threat to the people, and even more so than inflation, than the immigration crisis, than the state of the economy. I mean, they reported that 21% of Americans name incompetent government as the most important problem facing this country today. And I think that is going to be the main catalyst for the gold price going higher down the road.
So Dave, what's going to be your trading strategy? Because you have been actually very good at building up cash during that pullback and then reallocating that cash right around the bottom. And you've told us that, look, you like your positions, you like where you are with the stocks that you hold, but we just went through a 4-month strong recovery. Now it seems like we might be getting a correction. You going to lighten up on any positions, build at least a little cash for potentially lower prices in these stocks?
Well, I don't see any reason for doing that yet, Corey, because I still strongly believe that we made that major sector bottom in September of last year. And this is just a correction of that 50% gain over the past 4 months. You know, I continue to watch closely every single one of my positions, of course, and keep in contact with the companies, you know, make sure that they have enough cash, they're doing the right things to de-risk their projects. If they're a producer, you know, their cash costs remain low, relatively low. You know, all these things I'm keeping up to date with. And I see no reason to take any profits in any of these stocks just yet, because I'm basically in be right, sit tight mode here, because I'm expecting now this upleg to last for at least another 2 to 3 years. If in fact it was a major bottom, 7 year cycle low bottom that was reached last September. I mean, we had a major low in 2001, a major low in 2008, a major low in late 2015. And now 7 years later in 2022, there was a major low. Each time after the previous three major lows, we had sharp moves to the upside afterwards. So, you know, I think this is just the first leg of this move higher. There's going to be maybe a bit more of a correction, but I'm generally not worried about any of my positions right now.
Well, and Dave, if September was that cycle low, that 7 year cycle low, and if we are in a new bull market, then if there are people that missed this latest move, maybe they were out of position the last few months, would you think it's a good strategy for investors to consider any corrective move we do see right now as a chance to scale into those companies? Because if it's a longer term bull market, you may be sad that you missed these price levels in 6 to 12 months.
Absolutely. You know, I'm always preaching, you know, accumulate on weakness. You never want to chase strength in this sector. You don't want to be in the position where you have to chase strength. So, you know, I know it's more difficult to buy weakness because it's tough to buy a chart that's going down, but that's basically what I did for myself and my subscribers late last year. I mean, I bought some ugly charts and we've been rewarded so far. You know, some of these stocks have gone up 2 or 3 times. So they're due for a healthy correction, no matter what the gold price is going to do here in the near term.
But why don't you want to sell strength then too, Dave? Because to your point about a 7 year cycle, let's go back to 2015, right? GDX bottomed out and then it ran up 250% to the high in 2020. But if you want to judge it from what looks like, again, to your point, that 7 year cycle low, then it's only up about 60%. So what a wild roller coaster ride. When do you eventually start selling strength in this whole 7 year narrative?
Well, basically what my strategy is I never buy a position unless I see at least a 3 times upside potential in the stock from my average cost once I've accumulated a full position. Basically 3 to 10 times upside is what I like to see, but at least 3 in a stock. So basically I'm looking to start taking profit once I see a 3 times gain in a stock. And basically what my strategy going forward is, I want to basically retain my original investment capital at the best price possible to hold enough of the stock going forward. So basically, once the stock triples, I will take 1/3 off the table and I will bank the profit. And then with the investment capital, I will put that investment capital into another stock. I always bank all my realized capital gains, because basically if you continue to invest your realized capital gains as well as your investment capital, you get way too far ahead of yourself and you might end up losing a lot of money. So, you know, this is basically the third time that I've done this. You know, I successfully accumulated a very attractive basket of juniors at the major bottom in 2008 and in 2015. I was late in 2001 because I didn't get into the sector in 2003. But even though I was late, I still tripled my money from 2003 to the beginning of 2008. So, you know, this is not my first rodeo. I'm very experienced at doing this. And I really strongly believe that major low did take place in September, and we also had a false breakout to the downside in the gold price at 1675. You know, everybody was looking at 1675. When that breaks, you know, then it's going to go down to 1500, you know, 1450, whatever. That never happened. And basically what it turned into be just another huge bear trap. The sector is famous for having big bear traps and big bull traps on either side. So, you know, this is why I basically continue to hold all my positions right now, because I strongly believe, based on my experience, that we've hit a major low. And once the stocks start to get really overbought, really overvalued, that's when I start taking some money off the table.
Fair enough, Dave. I think a lot of people too, myself included, probably trapped in a few stocks that, even though they have doubled, well, unfortunately, still in the red. So the long-term investor kind of does sting sometimes, and that keeps people in the sector too. To your point about that breakdown, false breakdown, very interesting to see the week after that false breakdown, when it truly started to go higher, gold moved about $100. Now, well, gold's moved about $100 down this week, so very interesting how these charts sometimes correlate in those fashions. Dave, thank you as always for your time. Again, glad we chatted on Friday. We'll undoubtedly be chatting throughout this month to see if a correction truly is here and where it goes. Thanks for your time, Dave. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Corey. You too.